That became the little mustard seed that grew into the Longhorn Canyon Ranch series, and that little boy with a book in his hands became a character in the story. I already had visited with Retta Palmer earlier, and she needed a job, so I simply sent her to visit with Cade McGuire, and Cowboy Bold was underway. I have so many people to thank for helping me take that idea to the book you are listening to today. Huge thanks to my editor, Leah Holtenschmidt. I gave her a manuscript, and she helped me bring out every emotion and detail, and I love her for that. Also, to my whole Forever team, Beth, Amy, Raylan, Bob, Gina, Mary, Barbara, Estelle, Lexi, Elizabeth, Melanie, Monisha, Jody, and everyone else who makes my books happen. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. My agent Aaron and I have had a working relationship so long that we feel like family. We've been together for close to 20 years, and that's longer than most Hollywood marriages. So big hugs to Aaron and the whole Folio Literary Management team. And my undying love to Mr. B. I couldn't make it through my hectic schedule without his support. He's a keeper for sure. Don't put your boots and hats away when you finish Cade and Retta's story. Levi is about to meet a sassy lady named Claire in Cowboy Honor, which will be arriving this fall. Happy reading to all y'all. Until next time, Carolyn Brown. Chapter 1. Retta felt as if she was entering forbidden territory when she rapped on the doorframe and glanced up at a carved wooden sign above the door that said, "Boys."
"Come on in."
It was the same deep voice she'd heard when she called to ask about the job, and then again when she Skyped with Cade McGuire. She took a deep breath and opened the door. He was sitting on the sofa, staring at a laptop on the coffee table in front of him. Without looking up, he raised his hand and motioned to her. She quickly crossed the room and held out her hand. "I'm Retta Palmer. I'm a few minutes early for our appointment." He stood up, towering above her 5'8", and flashed a smile as he shook her hand.
"Cade McGuire."
She'd figured that he'd be a cowboy. After all, he owned a ranch, and from his picture, that he'd be close to her age. She had seen that he had dark hair, a sexy little cleft in his chin, but seeing the whole package in person was a totally different thing. There was no way that flat image had done justice to those mesmerizing blue eyes. Damn it. She'd always been a sucker for blue eyes. He led the way from the middle of the floor to a small seating area. His wide back and biceps stretched the knit of his blue shirt. Her gaze drifted down the taper toward his waist and on farther to his butt. Those worn jeans looked made for him. He turned around and nodded toward a comfortable chair on the other side of the coffee table in front of the sofa. She sat down and crossed one leg over the other. She should have dressed more professionally, but all of her business clothes were at least two sizes too big these days, leaving her with casual outfits. "But I could have at least worn a skirt instead of boots and jeans," she fussed at herself silently. "I'm probably making a horrible impression."
"It's going to be a hot day. The weatherman is calling for high 90s, he said.
"That's summer in Texas." Always make a little small talk to put the person being interviewed at ease before the real questions start. She'd used that tactic before, so she wasn't surprised.
"So you drove down from Oklahoma?"
He checked the laptop on the coffee table between them.
"Waurika, right?"
"Yes, sir, Mr. McGuire."
"Cade,"
he chuckled.
"No one even calls my father Mr. McGuire."
"Then Cade it is," she said with a smile, trying not to be distracted by his gorgeous blue eyes.
"Okay, Retta. I told you when we spoke previously about our summer program, what the job entails, and a little about the ranch. So now I'd like to know more about you."
"Sure, fire away." His eyes went back to the laptop.
"You've got a degree in business and worked for a bank until 3 years ago, and then there's nothing listed."
"My father took sick, so I went home to help out." This wasn't her first rodeo at being interviewed or the one asking the questions either. "Don't talk too much. Answer his questions completely and honestly, but don't give away your whole life story,"